Do you know anything about his economic conservation course?
Only that it was really further developed by Bob Eadie into economic. Let's see, what was it called? It's he took that course and. I guess the real answer is no. I don't know much about it, but it did. It was the forerunner of the wildlife damage management efforts that have been so widespread in recent years, because he made the case for mammals and other animals of beneficial value or of pest proportions. You know, overabundant populations. I think that's not the way he described it, but he talked about the pluses and minuses, economic impacts of species, and was one of the first to get into that subject area and teach about it. And I think that was because the course was developed here in the Ag College. And there was a great deal of interest in storage of grain and the prevention of wildlife damage to crops and impacts on farmers and people attempting to make a living or having issues with mammal species as well as birds back then. He got into that from the standpoint of all of the vertebrates. He was maybe the first one to point out beneficial aspects or characteristics of some of the snakes.